We are learning Maseches Beah, Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Masnisim Deloy Kehai Tana. Our Mishnah that says that the Machlokes is Bahilachas Sulam, to bring the Sulam to the Shaivich, that our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. This is at the Sefta. The Tayyal Intana at the Sefta. It's in the Sefta of Maseches Beah. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, Moidim Esham Esilash Melichim Esasulam Shaivach Shaivach. Everyone agrees you're allowed to bring the Sulam, the ladder, from one chicken coop to the next chicken coop to get your birds. No problem. Loinachaku Elach said, Homachlex is to bring it back. Shavisham Eremim Machzir, Mesham says he cannot bring it back. Mesilam Apachzir, Mesilam says he could bring it back. And it's not clear in the Mepharshim anywhere here what exactly is this Machlekes about Machzirim or not Machzirim. There is an idea we have later on of a tiru soifoy mashum tchilasoy, that sometimes you won't do something if I can't bring it back. So maybe that's the heter over here, but it sounds like from the tzlach that's not true, because here, what's the big deal? Leave the ladder there. Why did you bring the ladder back? So it's not clear what the machlekes is, b'sham b'silah, but some kind of machlekes if you bring it back or not. But everyone holds you're allowed to bring the ladder to the makam of the shaylach. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Yehuda says, Medvar Amurim Esum Shashayvach. This whole halacha that everyone agrees, he let him be Melech the Sulam, Meshayvach L'Shayvach, is only by a Sulam that's Meyuchid for a Shayvach. Ava Vesulam Shaliyah, but the ladder that you use to get up from one floor to the next floor, it's a big ladder, Divra Kol Asu, that's Asu L'Kuliyam, because that is for sure Achshash L'Tiach Gagoy Utsarach, you're going to fix your roof, because no one uses this ladder, when you're carrying it through the street, everyone thinks you're going to fix your roof, because it's not a sulam shel shayvach, it's not a special ladder for a chicken coop. Bishlam is a special ladder for a chicken coop. Everyone knows shayvach mechiyach alav. But here, sulam shel aliyah is a prop. Rabbi Dai Sain, right? Matayu mechaloin lechaloin. You're allowed to move it from window to window. We'll see what's going on exactly. Even if the window is far away, you could pick it up and put it down. Pick up one leg and put that other leg like that. You medad them. You schlep it along, and that's already a little bit of time. That's no one to think you're going to fix your roof. That's how you can move it as well. And we'll see what exactly is going on. Sum shaliyah, sum shalshay. But what exactly is going on? As we go through Gemara, we'll get clear on that. Talk to Gemara. B'nei Rav Chiya nafik lekayasa. Children of Rav Chiya went out to their suburbs to check out their business. They had fields there. Kiyosu, when they came back, Omlu Avu in Klum Maisa Bali Yadchem, you know, you went there to check out your business, but I'm sure when the Gedolim showed up, they asked them Shilas. You know, the people in the suburbs didn't have any Rabbanim. So the children of Rav Chiya came there, but did they ask you any Shilas? Omlu Lo, yeah, they asked me, that's a Shilas. Sulam Bali Yadenu. There's a Shilas of Sulam. Rashi says the Shilas was a Sulam Shel Aliyah. Asum Shaliyah, to bring it from Shaivach to Shaivach, Ve'etarnu, and we said it's Mutta. Amalahem. So Rav Chiya said, no, Tuva Asu Masha Tartav, go Aser what you said was Mutta. So why did they say it was Mutta? Inu Sava, they thought, when the Ka'amah Rabbi Huda Basum Shaliyah, Loi Pligi, Rabbi Huda says that Basum Shaliyah, Kuliyam is Aser. They thought that Tanakama argues on Rabbi Huda. That's what they thought. Mechal Tanakama Savar Pligi, that the Tanakama holds that their machlokes of machzirim is even by sulam shaliyah, which means to be meilich the sulam. Everyone agrees you're allowed to bring a sulam shaliyah to the shayvich. That's what they learned. They learned machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. That's what they thought. And even though usually, and it makes sense what they're saying, because usually bameh is the arguing, like the Gemara says in other places, in Erevin. The end of it is Bameh, means they're arguing. So it sounds like it's arguing. That's what they learned. They learned correctly. They thought that was the right way to learn. Tanakama holds, every Sulam has this halacha, you gotta bring the Shaivach. Who says, no, not everything. Only Sulam Shal Shaivach, not Sulam Shal Aliyah. That's what they thought. But it's not true. Rabbi Chiya said that's not true. That's what they thought, but that's not the Pshav. Elohi. Rabbi Yehuda timed Tanakama Farish. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama. Mimai, what's the Raya that is explaining the Tanakama? And Tosfos speaks out that, and even though every time Bameh is coming to argue, that's only by a Mishnah, not by a Braisa. And therefore, Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakama. Since the Mishnah said, the Sefta says, Shemalichim es asulam mishayvach l'shayvach. That's a Lashon. Mishayvach, one shayvach, the next shayvach. That's what it says. Why does it say from coop to coop? It sounds like it was miyuchet for this coop. I bring it to that coop. If you're taking a sulam shaliyah, say I'm bringing a sulam from my steps to the shayvich. It should say I bring it to the shayvich. So Ella, let's read the Talmud. Hi, malichem esulam shayvich shayvich. Malichem esulam sulam l'shayvich abayale. Ella, v'achkama shal shayvich in shal liyah loy. That's why it says m'shayvich l'shayvich dafka shayvich. So that's how Rabbi Chiya learned that. The Tanakam also agrees that it has to be dafka suum shal shayvich. Beidach, but the children can tie in the back. Mik tani suum shal shayvich. It says mishayvich l'shayvich tani. And I, you're warning, you say it should have said just suum l'shayvich. No, but fill the kama shayvichim. It's coming to teach us they even let it bring it to a lot of shayvichim. One shayvich, another shayvich. They let it bring a lot of different shayvichim. So therefore, it's not mamish a clear raya. But the mind says that's what Rav Chiya holds. At the end of the day, that's what Rav Chiya holds that. It's dafka that even Tanakama holds dafka suum shal shayvich, not suum shal aliyah. Ikadamri, a different version of what the shaila was when they went out to the suburbs. Ikadamri, amru loy hatu suum shal aliyah bal yadenu. There was a shaila about being mata a sulam. This is, he wanted, the sulam was there already by the coop. He wanted to move it from window to window. That was the shaila. So, and it was sulam shal aliyah. It was a sulam shal aliyah. It was a sulam that was made, you know, not made for the shayvach. Are you allowed to do hatoya on that? Omar lahem, so they were matter. Return them, they were matter. Omar lahem, tzuv asu. Go asu it. Masha tartam, what you matter. So, inu savar, the Bnei Rechiya thought, my deka osatana kama kosher avdaisi. Look at Avdaisi's words where he says, that means where Rabbi Yehuda said suum shalia divrei kol aser. On that, Rabbi Doisa said matheu mechaloyin lechloy. Even suum shalia v'loyi. Ma dekashari tanakam v'kasher of Doisa. It's not what happened. Rabbi Doisa is going back. It's not pshat in the brayser. Rabbi Doisa is going back on Tanakama. The Tanakama who lefir Rabbi Chiya is going on suum shal shayvich. On that, he says, even a suum shal shayvich, you can't bring from place to place, only mateu mechaloin lechaloin. So that's what Rabbi Daisa is saying. So it comes out, if you're passing like Rabbi Daisa, it comes out that even a suum shal shayvich, you only can be mateu mechaloin lechaloin, you can't bring from shayvich lechaloin. That's what would come out. That's what would come out. And Taisa says, Akasha, that's like no one. Our Mishnah, even our Mishnah Beisil says it's mutter to bring him a shayvach shayvach. So who Rabbi Daisa like? Taisa Kasha is like it's a kuli alma. Everyone agrees you go by a shayvach. Suum shal shayvach kuli alma. You can do it. That's Taisa Kasha. Even though we have Beisham in our Mishnah, maybe it argues by suum shal shayvach. But even say Beisil. So Taisa's answer is that Rabbi Daisa will hold that leinechlu Beisham Beisil was that. There never no such machlokes like that. And Zok Taisa is Mashmal Kaim Lekar Rav Daisa, Pasal Rav Daisa. That means every ladder, you're now going to move from one Shaykh to another Shaykh. Taisa has a Kasha. I think Gemara in Erevin says, Matatlam is a Sulam. You're allowed to move a Sulam there. And so Taisa's answer is, there must be two types of Sulams. There's a big Sulam and a small Sulam. And why is it very Negeya? Especially when it comes to Sukkah season, some people, they have like a Shlak and they have to bring a ladder. It's raining, you want to bring a ladder to the Shlak. Are you allowed to bring a ladder to the Shlak? It's a very, very good Shaila. And it's not a simple Shaila. Because it comes out really that you're not allowed to carry a ladder from place to place. The Shulchan Aruch passage is Tavkuf Yurches Sif Dalit. Mutil Talto Suum Shal Shoivich Meshoivich Lashoivich Fumish Rabim Av Suum Shaliyah Osir Vatiltil. Suum Shaliyah is Osir Vatiltil. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch passage is a little more cool than the Taisvis. But Suum Shaliyah can't be Metaltil. Now, our sukkah ladders are not Meyuchid for the shayvich for the sukkah. Their ladders used for construction. Even for yuchav a sukkah will be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkan Kolchas talks about what about a bias ladder. So he says a ladder that's yuchav le bias, it could be its mutter, and that's how really it fears us with small ladder. He says v'yes machmirim v'zev daitim like kilo b'sum shal shayvich so the karmim b'tzuros so I'm the kulei amayado shayvich mamtilu. Avaloy b'stam sulam. A filuk shev ktanim. Zimun the mas v'chul uzizim. Ayitz me'ksal. Ayil agai. Go up the roof. Alin ha'alacha. V'shus yachad yezush mech lahakal l'tatl sulam sheve bayis. V'shus rab nochal l'chil l'hachmer. V'shus rab mishun him. V'sum sheve bayis is mutter. So zokta. So in the Dirish Mishmur here it says like this. Alin yishulam is gedoylam amichad m'tash m'abayis. Ma'ashmoy is dvarov m'mash lehiske al shlomish al bayis. She'ain roi la'az m'magag. That you shouldn't be mekel. And therefore, it's a big shaila. I want them to think of Rav Shlomo Miller. If it's more than five steps the ladder, then it might be a problem. Always ask your local rabbi. They might not have a klar pshat exactly, but it's a very big shaila about carrying ladders on Yom Tov. People don't know about this. And the reason is not because the ladder is muksa, because it's the issa here of Marasayin, you go and let Tiach Gagai. That's where the shaila starts from, and you have to look into that shaila, you know, if it's a geyu. A step stool is for sure mutter. A step stool for sure is mutter. How do you have a ladder? Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says, Amateu Machaloy Lachloin, and that's, the next Gemara is not about those words. The next Gemara is about Machalis Beisham Beisilla. It comes out in our Mishnah that Beisham is the Chumra, Beisilla is the Kula. Beisham says you can't be Melech a ladder to get chicken for your meal, and Beisilla is the Kud. So Beisham is the Chumra. Alma, Gabi Simchas Yonta Beisham Lachumra. Beisilla Gabi Simchas Yonta Beisham Lachumra, Beisilla the Kula. Raminu, I'm asking you a kasha from the first mission of the Masechta. Shechet chayva if yomtiv v'sham ve'emrim yachbar v'deka v'yichasa. If someone shechts a oif or a chaya on yomtiv, he does kisei adam. He's still oim lo yishchayt. You should not do kisei adam. He holds you not to do it. Elam ken hoyla ofa mucham ve'yoyim. Only if you have, you shouldn't shecht. And therefore, you shouldn't shecht the animal in the first place. But v'sham holds you let a shecht. And v'sham you shouldn't shecht. Why? Because you don't have ofa mucham. And you can't do kisei adam. So elam ken hoyla ofa mucham ve'yoyim. The only time you can shecht is if you have a prepared offer. And Beisham is no, I'm la shecht l'chatchila and use the offer. So what do you see? Beisham is the kula, Beisil is the chumra. Beisham is more machmer and you're having a good meal than Beisil. So it's a mistira. Here it says Beisham is more machmer and simchas yontif. And the first mishnah says Beisham is more mekel and simchas yontif. So Dr. Gemara, it's good kasha. Rav Yechlem chalef at the shita. You have to switch the shita. That when it says in our mishnah about the shiloh with the ladder, you have to switch it around. That Beisil is the one who holds Aser, and Beisham holds Mutter. Zog the Gemara, nah, what's the kind of here the Kasha, Zog the Gemara, I don't hear the Kasha. Am I? Duma, Adkal come in Beisham, Beisham is only mat there by the case of Afar, by the case of Kizah Damel, the Hecha, the Ika, Deka, notes. We said before, only if the sand already is dug up, and there's a shovel sitting in the sand, so therefore, you know there's no Chash, any, there's no Chash over here of Chafira, there's no Chash of Muksa, so therefore, it's mutav. Hechad leka dekanoitz. If there's no dekanoitz, it can't shecht for Beishamai. Because if there's no dekanoitz, so then maybe you're doing, it looks like maybe you're doing a little chfira, or maybe it's a problem of muksa, like Taisa says before. So it's then it's not so posh, it's mutav. So here also, that the shash of Tiach Gagai, it's not mutav. Basically, we're saying, what do you want from the first mishnah? First mishnah, Beishamai holds mutav l'chatrila. There's no issues. Because the case was, you already dug up the sand, you made it soft, there's no shayla tchina, no shayla of digging, no shayla muksa, so it's good. My shaking here is a shayla, that it's a marasayan, I'm going to fix my roof. So Beishama here is different, than it holds here, it's different. And the other way you can say also, here he holds no marasayan, everyone sees that you bring it to a chicken coop, so it's mechiach on it, that's not a shayla of marasayan. My shaking over there, but there is worse, and Rashi explains, very important Rashi. There, the Gazrim Shum Kitisha, Dimuzim the Bayakitisha. Rashi holds, the Pshat and Beis Hillel is that you might find clumps of earth and do Tchina. That's Rashi Shita. That the reason why Beis Hillel asks is in our first Mishnah, even though everything's prepared, the offer is prepared, still, it's not, maybe you're going to find a clump of earth. So he says, that's why it's worse here. So it's not a stira. So Eli Kasha Akasha. This is different Beisham Beisil gets a kasha from. Eli Kasha Akasha. Beisham Eimrim Leitol Elam Kamen Aneh. The Mishnah later on says that when you have a whole coop full of a bunch of different birds, you have to pick them up, two of them, and say, this is my meal tomorrow. Well, one or two of them, whatever you want to use tomorrow, you have to pick them up before Yom Tiv. You can't decide on Yom Tiv which one, because then it's Muksa. And Beisil says, yeah, you're right, it's Muksa, but I can decide before Yom Tiv, say, those two, I want those two. And why does Beisham hold that's not good? Because Beisham said, maybe you're going to change your mind. Tomorrow, when I pick up those two, I'm going to say, you know what, these are not so fat. I like the other ones better. But if before Yotiv, you pick them up and shake them already, so then you're not going to change your mind. So let's read it inside that Mishnah. Beisham Eim Elayitol Elm Kenaneim Boidyoim. The only time you can take those two birds is if you shake it up before, you pick it up and you mamash say, this is it, before Yomtiv. Beisil Eim no. Oim Eim Zev Zev Zev. I can point to those two and say, I want those two. So what do you see? Beisil is more mekel. Amagav simchas yontif beisham elochom. Rabbi Beisil lekula. Raminu asks a kashma of our first mishnah. Shei chayv oif yontif. There Beisham says you're la shecht, and Beisil is another shecht. You see Beisham is lekula, and Beisil is lechomra. So it's a stira. And Rabbi Yechon mechalaf it's shita. You have to switch around the mishnah later on. The gabi the birds. You have to switch around. So the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. V'dumma lohi. Ad kan like Amri Ben Shami el hechad dekanot. The only time he's mat there, but kisei adam, if you have a shovel sitting in the sand, and therefore it's not a problem because there's no muksa, there's no shayla of digging. I have a hechad like a dekanoids, but if you wouldn't have the shovel there, loyo be aser. And here also, it's also why? Because maybe you're going to change your mind, and it turns out that you mutaltal muksa for no reason. And you can say all the way also, inami at kan lekam beisel hacha, like even the muksa who doesn't the whole isser's muksa va'oymed va'oymed is there is any. It's enough to say I want those two. I will hustle them, but there where it's a shayla of by case of dekanot, by case of kisadam shayla of teichin smashing up the earth, there I wouldn't know it's mutar loy, and therefore you get out of that. And Amen Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we'll continue more of the same. We're going to bring different machlokes b'sham v'sillah and then explain why there's no shaykhis. We might come to one that's the ma'aseh machlokes shita at the end.